Welcome back to the programme. Now, October brings with it lots of new movies and TV shows. It's getting to that time of the year, really, where you pay more attention to these things. And I'm joined in studio by the RTE multimedia journalist, Sinead Brennan, to talk us through some of the big ones. Sinead, a lot of people are talking about The Joker. OK, and we will come to that. But I think that we should put out that we were talking about bills and electricity and gas and buying utilities and all. Netflix has gone up again.
Yeah.
Creeping up. Started off so cheap.
They've been threatening it for a while and now it's actually coming in. So I think a lot of people are going to be looking around seeing what other options there are available because there's so many streaming services now. So they're going to have to get better content, I suppose, to kind of keep their customers.
Yeah, but it's just it started off so cheap and you thought, oh, sure, this is cheap as chips. And then I presume it'll go up and up and up until the consumer changes their mind. Now, tell me about this Joker. I have a funny feeling he's not very funny.
No, not at all. And that's kind of the root of the problem for his character, I suppose. It's an origin story about the Batman villain, the Joker. And it's really dark, really gritty. It's not a comic book movie. And it shows kind of how society's been hard on him and how he becomes the homicidal clown that we know from the Batman films. But it's been getting a lot of backlash because he's painted as a somewhat sympathetic character at the start. But as soon as he starts doing bad things, you know, you're not rooting for him anymore. You don't feel bad for him anymore. So I think that people are being kind of sensitive about it, maybe. Like, it is very dark and stuff like that. But it's a brilliant, brilliant film. And Joaquin Phoenix is...
Why do you say it's brilliant?
The performance from Joaquin Phoenix is just phenomenal. Like, it's Oscar-worthy. He's taken a whole new spin on this character that we've seen portrayed by great actors like Heath Ledger and Jack Nicholson. He's made it completely his own. And he's in like every single frame of the film and it's relentless. You can't take your eyes off him. It's just out of this league.
Right. It's got a lot of bad publicity, hasn't it?
Yeah. The families of the victims of the Aurora shooting in 2012.
Explain that to people.
So in 2012, at a midnight screening of The Dark Knight Rises, a mass shooter came into the cinema screen and killed 12 people. He claimed to be the Joker. So obviously the families of the victims of that are very wary of the film and they're afraid that the film might spur people on to do something like that again.
Is it a bit insensitive?
I don't know. Like, obviously...
If 12 people were killed...
Yeah, well, the film doesn't glorify the violence and it doesn't paint him... Once he goes bad, you don't feel for him anymore. You know, at the start, you're kind of like, he's mentally unwell and, you know, society's been hard on him and stuff like that. But then he goes...
Sounds like a character in a book we were talking about yesterday.
But he goes to the point of no return and then all sympathy is gone and it shouldn't be promoting the violence or anything.
OK, we've just scooted through a fair bit. Love, hate, kind of, not returning, but something similar.
Yeah, so we have two dramas starting next week that are in the vein of love, hate. So one of them is Dublin Murders. That'll be on RTÉ2 next Wednesday with a double bill. So you'll get a good chance to know if it's something you're into or not.
And our pal Tom Von Lawler.
Yeah, he's in
Scary.
It too.
Scary.
He's in it, and so will Killian Scott, another love-hate actor. So Killian Scott and Sarah Green, you might have seen her in that movie Rosie last year. They're two detectives and they're solving a string of murders in Dublin, and there might be hints to an old case that they're involved in. And it's meant to be really, really good, kind of psychological, a little bit of action and really good acting.
Right, well, it has a great predecessor, shall we say. And the Virgin Media one?
So that's Darklands. So that starts on Monday. And it's set in Bray. And it's about this 16-year-old aspiring MMA fighter. And his older brother goes missing when a drug deal goes bad. And he's been involved in gangs and stuff like that. And then the brother kind of has to figure out where he stands and all of that. And, you know, he has to step up and help his family. And can his dreams be realised and stuff. But interestingly enough, it's based loosely on true events. Adam Coates, who wrote it, he's the brother of Shane Coates, who is the leader of the Westies gang.
Yeah.
So he has kind of first-hand experience of what it's like to see that world and how it can affect families.
Right, OK. And then the Grey's Anatomy is back.
Yeah, it's never ending. It's into its 16th year. So I think it's been with a lot of people for a huge part of their lives if you've been there for the start of it. And it's just more of the same drama really in the hospital. Lots of cool surgeries going on, lots of romance, lots of action and drama.
Right. Now, I was talking about Netflix there. Breaking Bad will next weekend. El Camino. I associate El Camino with a pilgrim walk.
Yeah.
But I take it this is not such a thing.
Yeah. So yeah, we finally have a Breaking Bad film. It's been rumoured for ages. Because, you know, when a good TV show ends, people just want more. So they managed to pretty much make it in secret, though. So Aaron Paul and Bryan Cranston, who are the two lead actors in Breaking Bad, they put up a few things on Instagram at the same time, so it got people talking. But then about a week later, it was announced the film is made, it's out in October, here's a trailer, and it was all just done under wraps. So it's going to pick up pretty much where Breaking Bad left off, and we're going to find out what happened to Aaron Paul's character, Jesse Pinkman.
Right. Halloween, zombie films, scary films.
Well, I don't know if Zombieland 2 will be scary, but it'll have a lot of horror, I'd say. So the first Zombieland movie became a total cult classic with Woody Harrelson and Emma Stone and Jesse Eisenberg and Abigail Breslin. They've all gone on now in the new trailer. It's Oscar nominee, Oscar winner. And so it just shows how much can happen in a decade. But it's this time they're fighting undead zombies, and it should have the same kind of humour and sensibility as the first one.
OK, just on watching television, have you guys all, do you watch television now? You don't.
I'm just going through the list here. I've never seen Love Hate. I've never seen Grey's Anatomy. I've never seen Breaking Bad. I don't know what Zombieland is.
You're missing out.
I've seen all of Breaking Bad.
Books are my firm friend, and I spend most of my time reading those and watching the odd documentary. But I think there's a substantial amount of people like that don't go to movies. Most movies are made for a certain cohort.
But I'm talking about
telly
as well.
No, I mean, I switch around the news channels mainly.
Yeah. I don't watch. I was actually thinking this as I was coming in here about, you know, an institution like this. What happens to a big TV station in a totally changed world? I've never seen my children watch television.
Dancing
ever.
With the Stars?
Never seen them watch. And that they watch on their laptops, their own stuff. You know, I watch, I would say, a fraction of the TV I used to. An absolute fraction.
Right.
I'm talking about mainstream television.
Yeah, Mary?
I find Brexit riveting. So I'm watching it night after night.
Brexit the movie. It's like the soap opera.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like soap opera. Mary?
Well, I don't have much to say for myself around the water cooler these days because I haven't committed to a TV programme since probably Love Hate. So maybe I'll give Dublin Murders a go. Sounds good.
Borgen. I watched Borgen. That was brilliant.
I watched all of Borgen. I watched all of Breaking Bad. Yeah. And I'm really looking forward to the
movie. It is very, very interesting how people's patterns of viewing have changed. It really is. And it is cataclysmic for people who have to make decisions about them, which fortunately doesn't include me or you. That's for people who are far, far brighter than we are. Listen, thank you very, very much indeed, Sinead, for that. And thank you to all our contributors to the programme today. That's all we've time for. Emily Harley was our broadcast coordinator. Andrew Fleming and Michelle Brown on research. Dave Gibson is our sound engineer. Annette Egan produced. And Rachel Graham is the series producer. So that's it from us for today. From all of us here to all of you there, a very good day to you.